It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Brett Koberdink with the Utah Avalanche Center. And our talks are winding down. The weather's starting to definitely turn. I just said the other day, Brett, that, you know, it says it's spring on the calendar, but sometimes it seems like we're just waiting for the weather to catch up.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we're in a really quiet period right now, and it looks like we're going to kind of work our way back into some more storms towards the end of the month. So we'll keep an eye on that as the time approaches.
We'll definitely kind of play it by ear and see where we're going to go with this. So what are we looking at this weekend?
Yeah, you know, so we've been in a very spring-like pattern basically since the last storm cleared last weekend on Sunday. And it produces pretty benign avalanche conditions up there, really. The snow surface, it gets heated from the sun in the daytime. It softens up, and it can get to the point where it becomes loose and unstable. And this is not a huge threat, but basically what folks should look out for is that if they're getting into snow that's really sloppy and overly saturated, and you're punching deep into the snowpack, that's an indicator that you're in a place where the snow may be becoming unstable and could produce some avalanche activity. Once the evening comes, it freezes back up again, and the snowpack's stable, and then the whole cycle starts again the next morning. You know, you get out there, everything's frozen up. By midday, you start seeing things softening. By late in the day, it can be getting wet and mushy. So it's just kind of a timing thing, and again, it doesn't really pose that great of a threat to people on the skyline as far as avalanche danger is concerned. In the past, anyway, we really haven't seen any accidents or close calls involving wet snow.
So that's one good thing that we've got going for us. And as you said, we do have, I can't remember if it's this weekend or the first part of next week, maybe a subtle shower coming through.
Yeah, you know, it looks like models indicate a series of smaller storms through the end of the month and maybe the end of the first part of April. So that obviously changes things. And that's kind of the one thing that's a little tricky about springtime is the conditions do change fast. You know, we can go from this springtime regime of conditions, and then all of a sudden it's winter again. So and the avalanche conditions change rapidly then. Then we're worried about storm snow instabilities and perhaps the wind drifting that storm snow. And then as soon as the storm clears, things stabilize and we're right back to springtime. So it's really all about timing. And as we always say, it's the best thing is to check that daily avalanche forecast that's updated by about 7 o'clock each morning. UtahAvalancheCenter.org is the website, and you check that, and then you get the most up-to-date conditions. You know what to expect, what to look out for when you're heading out there into the mountains, and then you can go out there and recreate and have a safe day out there.
And that's what it's all about. You know, we always talk about go out and recreate, but do so safely, and UtahAvalancheCenter.org is just the first step to give you the ideas of where you can go and what you can do in those things. So looking forward, this may or may not be the last time we really talk. It really depends on what happens next week with the storms, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we still have some time before, you know, the models are indicating a decent amount of water by the end of the model runs, and that's about 14 days out. But things usually change pretty drastically as time progresses. So we'll keep an eye on those weather models, and maybe you and I touch base and see if we need to do another interview next week.
All right. So once again, just as kind of a recap, this weekend looks pretty good as far as being safe and getting out and having a good time.
Yeah, we've been in a basically a low avalanche danger rating all week. And that looks like that'll continue into the weekend. You know, we may see a few clouds, slightly cooler temperatures on Saturday. So that'll even actually make the danger even less. So there's not a whole lot for folks to watch out for this weekend. again, just keep an eye on that really wet, sloppy snow in the later in the day, and otherwise you'll have a safe weekend out there.
All right. Once again, he's Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center, bringing us up to speed on everything that's going on up there on the Skylines. Get out. Have a good time. Just be safe and make sure you check that website, UtahAvalancheCenter.org, for the latest information as far as what to look forward to as you're heading out the door. Brett, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and hopefully we'll talk again next week.
That sounds good. Thanks a bunch, Dave.
All right, take care. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.